to declare whether, in fact, she supports the Declaration of Peace or not. The Declaration of Peace, we feel, is supported by the overwhelming majority of people in Maine, as well as the overwhelming majority of people throughout the world. What we're asking Senator Snowe to do at this point is to indicate that she will work for a speedy deployment of troops, a removal of U.S. troops from the occupation of Iraq, and then she will also work to establish an Iraq peace conference, efforts at reconciliation, reparations to try to undo the damage that was caused, and also she will work to take a small part of the more than $300 billion that's been squandered on Iraq to meet needs at home, veterans' needs, educational needs, healthcare needs, needs of our communities throughout the state of Maine that deal with real issues of security. So this is why we're here today. We're hoping that Senator Snowe will realize that her past record of voting consistently for war funding based on lies and manipulation that have now all been exposed, and that she will now change her position, as many other congresspeople have, and will realize that, in fact, the U.S. occupation fuels terrorism and violence and anti-American feeling. It's not part of the solution. It's part of the problem. And at this point, we have to all work together to change the priorities and policies of our country.
Okay, Joel, it's back to me, and I'm going to hand the phone to Hazel Stark, who is one of our youth reporters at WERU, and she's going to interview her father.
Hi, I'm Hazel Stark, and I'm here with my dad, Chris Stark. We're both from Winterport, and I was just wondering what has motivated you to do this action today.
Well, this is both a surprise and thrill to be interviewed by my daughter. I'm here, and our family has been concerned about the war in Iraq since it began. It's an illegal, immoral war. It's cost the lives of too many people, over 100,000. As the WERU listeners know, Iraqi people, most of which are children, and at least 3,000 Americans, not just the troops, but the contracted workers as well, that have died. And I'm motivated to be here because we've been talking to deaf voices. And not only that, we're noticing that sound bites have morphed into what are now word bites that are being thrown at us, you know, calling people defeatocrats and name-calling around the world, calling people Islamo-fascists. And their this name calling and this labeling is all feeding this frenzy. But I think, you know, Hazel, one thing that your grandfather said to me when I was a kid, he said that it's interesting how when a political official tells a little lie, that the public will jump all over it. They'll say, this is an outrage, this is a little lie. But when a public official tells a really big lie, a lie that is an act of treason, as Bush and his cabinet have done in linking this war to a national tragedy, people just refuse to think that it could be a lie. And the reason they think that is because we have a tremendous level of trust of people in position like Senator Snowe. We trust people to take their office seriously and to tell the truth. And people just refuse to believe that it could be anything other than the truth. And this lie has really played itself out, and it's really time now to step up our actions. And so I'm here in support of civil disobedience, because I know no other course, and I cannot just walk through life and be complicit in this crime against humanity. So I'm here with others with the feeling that this is it. We have got to get our representatives to represent us, and they're not.
Thank you, Dad.
We're going to hear from Dan Lowry now from Bar Harbor, one of the people here willing to risk arrest today in Senator Snowe's office.
Thank you. I want to add a bit to the moral perspective of what we're doing specifically today by quoting from Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech in April of 1967 at the Riverside Church in New York City when he officially came out against the war. These are separate quotes that I've extracted that are applicable to our action today. A time comes when silence is betrayal. That time has come for us. Some of us who have already begun to break the silence of the night have found that the calling to speak is often a vocation of agony, but we must speak. I could never again raise my voice against violence without having first spoken clearly to the greatest purveyor of violence in the world today, my own government. I cannot be silent. We are called to speak for the weak, for the voiceless, for victims of our nation and those it calls enemy. We are submitting our soldiers to not simply the brutalizing process that goes on in any war. We are adding cynicism to the process of death, for they know that none of the things we claim to be fighting for are really involved. They must know that their government has sent them into a struggle in which we are on the side of the wealthy and the secure while we create hell for the poor. This madness must cease. We must stop now. The world stands aghast at the path we have taken. I speak as an American to the leaders of my own nation. The great initiative in this war is ours. The initiative to stop it must be ours. We must continue to raise our voices if our nation persists in its perverse ways. We must be prepared to match actions with words by seeking out every creative means of protest possible. We are at the moment when our lives must be placed on the line if our nation is to survive its own folly. We must all protest.
And now, if you'd introduce yourself. And
Suzanne Fitzgerald from Bar Harbor. I, too, have some quotes from that wise gentleman Martin Luther King said at the Riverside Church on that famous day. The oceans of history are made turbulent by the ever-rising tides of hate. History is cluttered with a wreckage of nations and individuals that pursue this self-defeating path of hate. We still have a choice today, nonviolent coexistence or violent coannihilation. If we do not act, we shall surely be dragged down the long, dark, and shameful corridors of time reserved for those who possess power without compassion, might without morality, and strength without sight.
Now we go to Pat Wheeler from Deer Isle. She will not be risking arrest today because she will be going down to Washington, D.C. for the national direct action down there this weekend. Pat Wheeler.
The reason that I do this work is for the children, my own children and the children of Iraq and the children of the world. Today, what I brought with me as a symbol for Senator Snowe is a small pair of patent leather shoes, young girl's shoes. And I put in the shoes a quote that I got off of Senator Snowe's website, where she talks about the fact that she had a lot of loss in her own family, and this has made her an empathetic and sympathetic person. And I would like to see evidence of this. I would like to see evidence that Senator Snowe has empathy for the people of Iraq and for the soldiers, our own soldiers who are being sent to fight this immoral, illegal war. And also, I'd like to say that on the shoes is a quote that when we entered Iraq at the beginning of this war, over half of the population was under the age of 15. We're killing children over there. I want to read something from my own daughter. I got an email from her today. We talked back and forth about that, and she lives in L.A., and she's a dancer, and this is from a newsletter that she puts out. She says, Mom's been risking arrest a couple of times this year for civil disobedience. She inspires me. I get email updates. She's on her way to occupy her congressperson's office again, going to D.C. for another protest, on the way to give a talk about art and political action. I appreciate all the efforts she makes to change the big picture, her persistence, her anger, her caring, her energy. She's getting older but more fiery each year. I am not much of a political activist in that way, but I do see dance as political, particularly so as a woman and as a lesbian. The body, how it feels, how it moves, alone, together, ideas flowing through flesh, communicating. Don't forget that we are flesh and blood. Keep reminding people of flesh and blood. Our government does not let the media show flesh and blood. Where did all those bodies go? Almost 3,000 U.S. soldiers. How many Iraqis per gallon on a bumper sticker? How many bodies torn to pieces? Thank you.
I'm Ilse Petersons. I'm from Orono. And I think many of us feel that Senator Snow has a unique opportunity to speak with an independent voice. We know it's a difficult task that she faces being in the party that supports President Bush, but we urge her to take an independent stand and to oppose this war, which we can't imagine that she could really support. And I also want to invite the listeners to really plan to come out on September 30th, because there are 50 of us here today. Some of us are willing to risk arrest. People have done this before. In December, there were 19 people who were arrested. Before the war started, there were 12 people who were arrested. There were hundreds of people who spoke out at hearings. We've got to let our senators know that the majority of people do not support this war. It's time for people to come out and to show how strongly they feel. That's why we're here, really, because if our senators won't listen to us, there just have to be more of us who are going to let them know how we feel. So we hope you'll join us on September 30th from 1 to 3 at the Waterfront Park in Bangor for a rally for a march to the federal building and back.
Well, I'm Connie Jenkins, and we had a very moving vigil before we came over to Senator Snow's office. And one of the things that we ended our vigil with was a song. And so our group that is here today is going to be sharing this song with you. And just a short story about this. When we met last on Sunday, before we came this week to Senator Snow's office, when I got home from the meeting, I turned on the computer to see if there were any messages, and there was one email message, and it was from someone who I didn't know. His name is William Florian, and I hoped very much that this was not a virus, and so I took the chance and opened it. And as it turned out, it was a wonderful choice I made in opening it, because William Florian is a former member of the New Christy Minstrels. Some of us are here today are old enough to actually have heard that group. We won't name those folks. But in any case, William Florian, 2 years ago, or rather, excuse me, back in 2003, wrote a song called I'm Declaring Peace. And he has traveled around the world singing that song. He sends out free copies of CDs because his desire is not to make money from this song, but to spread the word of peace, to be a peacemaker as we here today yearn to be peacemakers and to share our message. And so we're going to sing just a couple times the chorus from that song.
It has to be loud.
And it will be loud, will it not, friends? Okay. I'm declaring peace. I'm declaring peace.
peace. One more time, louder. I'm declaring peace. I'm declaring peace. Peace within myself. I'm declaring peace. I'm declaring peace.
Thank you.
Okay, if you're just joining us, Radioactive is broadcasting live from the senator's office in Bangor. We're here at Senator Olympia Snow's office, and her staff are not around, so they haven't given a statement yet. But there are about 50 people here in her office right now, some of whom have vowed to stay here until she gives some kind of response to their repeated attempts to get communication with her, asking her this time to sign on to a congressional pledge of peace. And so we're passing the phone around. We have about another 10 minutes of airways here on WERU, so we're going to keep passing the phone around among the people who are here. So far, the police have not shown up to ask us to leave, but we're going to stick around and see what happens. So here's the next person who has something to say.
Hi there. I'm Jean Hay Bright. I'm the Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate for the seat now held by Olympia Snow, and I am here in solidarity with this wonderful group of people who are very concerned, as I am, about the Iraq War. I've been against the Iraq War since before the war started, and I am concerned at Olympia Snow's complicity and repeated funding for the war, for the Iraq War resolution in 2002. We need to really change that. We are here in solidarity, redressing our grievances as we are allowed to under the U.S. Constitution. It's a wonderful way to do that, and as a previous spokesperson said, we have been doing this for many, many years in many, many formats, with forums, with reading of the names, with the these kinds of rallies, these kinds of protests, and we're not getting through. There's a political dynamic called inside-outside politics. This is a fine example of outside politics, of people getting together and collectively expressing their sense of purpose for what they're about. And in this case, it's a wonderful purpose to end the Iraq War. But when our politicians do not respond, then we need to replace them. And that's the inside part of the politics, to get our people into positions of power in place of the politicians who will not listen and will not change their minds or change their views in response to our massive efforts and rational pleadings along the way. The good sign that I see up and down New England and across the country is we have two examples recently where an anti-war candidate and a pro-war candidate were in their own primaries, one in the Democratic Party and one in the Republican Party. And in both cases, the anti-war candidate won that election. And people realize that, one, they are not alone in how they feel about the war, and two, that there are enough of us to actually make a difference in an election. So I am really pleased to see that happening, and I have that sense that this is happening in Maine as well. This is a wonderful group, and everybody should be supporting it. Thank you.
Okay. We just have a couple of minutes, so we're going to just try to pass the phone around real quick. We've got about 4 or 5 minutes left. You're next, so go for it.
Okay, this is John Kreps from Appleton, and I'm very pleased to follow Jean Hay Bright, who I think deserves everybody's vote for Senate in November. I also want to point out two other things that people can do. If you are as outraged, if you are as full of frustration and anger as many of us are about the continuing immoral acts that are going on all over the world, but in Iraq and secret CIA prisons and so forth, if you're as angry and even as ashamed as many of us are, then I urge you to do two things. Number one is go out and vote. Support Jean Hay Bright for Senate. Support Dexter Kamilevich if you're in District 1.
More election stuff, please.
And finally, I want to say one other thing. The other thing that you can do is you can come to the Stop the War rally in 2006. It's on Saturday, September 30th from 1 to 3. This is something you can do to show where you stand in this issue. And I want to end with a quick quote from... It's in Bangor, and you can see it at stopthewar2006.org. Get all the info. Let me end with a quote from Robert F. Kennedy. If you think that what you do is unimportant, think about what Kennedy has to say. It is from numberless diverse acts of courage and belief that human history is shaped. Each time a man or woman stands up for an ideal or acts to improve the lot of others or strikes out against injustice, he or she sends forth a tiny ripple of hope. And crossing each other from a million different centers of energy and daring, these ripples build a current which can sweep down the mightiest walls of oppression and resistance. I believe that those with the courage to enter the moral conflict will find themselves with companions in every corner of the world.
Okay, and just so you know, we have offered Senator Snow's staff a chance to campaign themselves or say whatever they want to say, and they've declined.
This is Tony Ferrara, and I want to make a plea to Senator Snow. Please remove the greatest stimulus for the violence in Iraq. Please eliminate what is causing and increasing the recruitment efforts of the resurgence. Remove the stimulus that we are creating in Iraq to fuel the violence.
Hi, this is Ron Warner with Veterans for Peace. I'd like to invite Senator Snow to come to Stop the War rally September 30th, 1 p.m. at the Bangor waterfront. Thank you.
We've got time for one more person. Anybody else have anything they want to say?
Oh, John. My name is Sean Donahue. I'm an activist and journalist from Bangor, Maine. I want to say that the lives of every Iraqi are worth as much as the lives of everyone in this room. They have as much right to live. They have as much right to see their children grow up. They have as much right to be free and to make decisions about their own country as any of us do. If we truly believe in freedom, then we will grant them that right, and we will grant them the right to live. Among my heroes are the people right now from the U.S. military who recognize the evil of this war and refuse to follow illegal orders. And in solidarity with them, and in full violation, I make this statement in violation of federal law. I want to say that if there's anyone in the U.S. military right now who is questioning the orders you've been given, that there are many people out there who are fully in solidarity with you and who will support you in your choice to refuse illegal and immoral orders, orders that violate international law.
Okay, so Joel, I imagine we're probably just about out of time. If anybody's just tuned in, you're listening to Radioactive, a grassroots environmental and social justice news journal with with Amy Brown, Meredith DeFrancesco, Carolyn Coe, Hazel Stark, Matt Murphy reporting today, and about 50 people occupying the office in Bangor of Senator Olympia Snow. So far, we haven't had a response from the senator, and we also, people are just waiting to see what's going to happen next. So we will stay here and continue reporting from this. And join us again next Thursday at 4 for Radioactive. And we'll end by holding the phone up. And then if anybody wants to sing a little bit more of that song, Joel, you can go out with the song, okay?
That's great, Amy. Thank you. And you have been listening to a live broadcast of Radioactive from Senator Snow's office up in Bangor. Stay tuned for Free Speech Radio News coming up right after Hightower Commentary. This is Community Radio WERU-FM 89.9 Blue Hill and 102.9 in Bangor.